Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
On an old song called Looking for a City.
With Cashflow. Again, our special guests today are Dr. Carolyn Dean, who can be found at drcarolyndean.com. And as always, Ion. You can find Ion, our special guest today, at howionic.com. Please go to there if you would like a private consultation and whatnot. And as always, here with me, Bob Neverett. So, Bob, I know we have a call that's a caller on hold, so I'd like to go to that.
Before you go, James, this show does not end in an hour. It continues in what we call a tailgate post cash flow party. And to be a part of it, you just dial 712-432-1600. 712-432-1600. And enter the access code 119769. Pound key, 119769 pound key. Now, most of our audience, Ion says, is outside the United States. So if you're somewhere else, you email booked. What is this? You email. I forgot it. You know why? I lost it.
Fivestring.com.
Oh yeah, there it is. Booked at bigstring.com. Email that, and he'll James will, in Australia, will give you the international codes for accessing this situation of teleconferencing. So,
right on. That's going to come after today. Okay.
Let me just say that's booked at bigstring.com. Bigstring.com. Okay, James, take the call.
Okay, Alex, go ahead. You're live on the air.
What's up, everyone? What's up? I want to also.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ion. What is up, my man?
A lot of non-physical. Bob's up to no good today.
He's always up to no good. But the tailgate's really fun.
True.
I want to highly recommend it. But, Ion, I've been. Today I'm not in the mood. I was having fights with the guys I work with and then my wife, so make me feel good is what I'm saying. And don't tell me that I'm the marvelous creator and I have to do it myself. Make me feel good. Ready? Go.
Okay. Go. Okay, here you go. Get over yourself. Stop adding all this extra tension that already is. Let it be. They're not responsible for your happiness, nor are you are going to change to make them happy. Tell them the sooner that they get out of your way, the better it's going to serve them and you too. And start getting so busy and happy about what you think and give a flip about and quit worrying about what everybody else's dynamic engages. And then guess what? Your feelings will become unhurtable and they'll learn quickly to leave you the F alone.
Well, I am paid to get in their business, but that's besides the point.
And some people are paid that supervise you, too. So, you know, it's all relative, isn't it?
Right. I don't like when they do that.
Well, okay.
So, I think I know the answer to my question. I was just messing with you, Ion. I already feel good talking to you.
We know. Yeah, it's great fun. Just be easy about the whole process, because you could be stuck in Paris looking at cheese. So, you know, it's pretty good for you when you look at all things considered. It's all right.
Right, right. Okay, one time I called Ian, and I'm like, okay, when are we going to see everything, kind of the shit hitting the fan? When's it going to happen? And it looks like things are ramping up. There's tornadoes, I mean, excuse me, what, volcanoes.
Volcanoes.
Yeah. My question, Ian, when is it going to get to the point, or is it, or can you tell me, when my life is altered, where I don't have, you know, where things maybe get a little too crazy, and I can't go to work, or the food is disrupted, or anything like that? Can you talk about that?
Well, what about when you get off work today? Is that soon enough?
No.
Okay, when? Then we'll ask you, when would you like it?
Okay, when would I like it? Okay, is it go back to that whole dynamic?
Go back to what dynamic?
You commented on that before. Is that what I think?
Yes,
you're commenting
and
on?
For the audience, say it again.
You said from my lips to God's ears.
Yeah. Well, but it's not a long journey. See, isn't it interesting that in your God status that you worked it out so that you have one mouth and two ears? So you got a double shot of getting what you God say and not the other way around.
Okay. So you're saying whenever I
want. But then you say, oh, Ion, that's subject to opinions. And yes, and you only have one rectum, and most of those stink. That's for popular opinion. If you're trying to fit it in the module of the McLuhan-esque popular opinion, then with a little side of beef heart, then you're going to have to come back to calibrating is that what makes you happy is the only thing that matters. Nothing else does. And then what happens is the sky can fall, but it doesn't have to fall on you, but you can look upon it, and you can be in the know, and you can know it well in advance, which you already do, and just sort of flow with the fun of it and speak only the way you want things to be. And then don't be surprised when it shows up, for Pete's sake.
I see. All right. I think I got it.
That's it.
You make it hard, Ian. You always make it hard.
Well, you like it when we have to have a stick where you can poke at it a little bit. That's right. Because we could just say relax and allow, and you don't like that. So please yourself.
All right.
Well, enjoy your working job.
All right, Alex.
It's almost over. All right, see you guys.
All right, Alex. All right, thanks. Okay.
Yes. I mentioned the side of Beefheart. Well, about an hour ago, I was going to quote Beefheart. He said, I'm not really here. I just hang out with my friends, and that's my philosophy.
Yeah, boy. Beefheart for president.
This is an interesting question that Mike said from Miami in Florida. He said, Ian referred that most don't know how the people got into Auschwitz. How did they get there? And then he goes on to say in a statement, after that, I have read that the camps were comfortable compared to the camps after the war for the Germans.
Yes, that's correct. Now, please know we're not opening this up for conjugation. We're just commenting on what me and me said, okay? So don't run the staff crazy with all your queries, because it's just a statement. There's no intention involved in it. But here you go. This dynamic is absolutely the case. It, for them, at that point, in their point of creation, was the fastest path to their joy. Because, see, they set up the rules and the regulations. They call it the Torah. The rules and the regulations say that they are a people that are not. Well, when you're a people who are not, then you're certainly open to that type of dynamic. You set it up. You orchestrated it. If it was not the fastest path to your joy, then it wouldn't have been.
Well, then you say, oh, that was an atrocity, and you shake your fist like Scarlett O'Hara with the rutabaga and say, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again. Well, that's nothing other than coming into your power. But you got to get hungry before that comes into the place to even come into the conversation. So it's just that's right. And if it had been as abominable as is described, no one would have survived. That'd give a new definition to genocide, wouldn't it?
Mm. 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 'Cause everybody survived it.
Well, they
didn't. No, they didn't. Millions
yes, they did.
Didn't. Well,
what do you mean?
They survived in the Gulf.
They survived their eternal.
Yeah.
Yes, they laid their physical meat sex bodies down, but that was their choice. They didn't have to. Not all of them did.
Well, what would you prosecute the war criminals they find who ran the camps?
Oh, no, we'd file uncivil suits.
Against those war criminals?
Uncivil suits, uh-huh. It's how can you prosecute somebody for allowing human creators to follow the fastest path to their joy? How is that possible?
Well, Thoth and Jesus and Buddha were hoping people understood that principle, but the masses
how'd it
don't.
Turn out for them?
Yeah, and so there's, you're operating on a principle that's hard for humans to perceive while in the physical.
Not so much. Lots of them get it. Those that do don't seem to have a problem with it, Bob.
And how many are those in the planet today?
Many, many, vast numbers. Vast numbers. You can tell that by the orchestration of the thinning of the veil and the apparent anomalies that are contrastingly laying out. If you look at it, let's just go with your planetary numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it that way. How many more people are on this planet now than were during Auschwitz?
A lot more now.
Well, okay. There you go.
But we wouldn't have got these numbers if there wasn't an Auschwitz?
If there wasn't contrast, that is exactly correct. You wouldn't have had baby boomers if you didn't have death and destruction in your wars.
Hmm. So those that the greenies who want to diminish the world population because they feel there's too many people, do you agree with that principle?
Try it. Black Plague eliminated a lot of them, and it really ramped it up then.
Yeah.
It always squirts out somewhere else. See, they would probably have suspended World War II if they'd have realized the baby boomers were going to kill the Social Security Administration.
So, mm-hmm. Ion, when we go to the Israeli parliament and JW allows Ion come through, would you say this to the Israeli politicians?
Lovingly, I certainly would, and we'd quote the books of Moses. And then, guess what? It's and if they have a problem with their own rules and regulations, then they'll start singing the song, "We'll soon be done with troubles and trials." And then the temple will come back on the mount, and it won't have to take another temple off the mount to be the Temple Mount. And then the foundations that they hold so dear and true will become manifest in their reality because they are no longer a people who are not. So if you are a country and if you are powerful and if you are creators, then what's the problem specifically? Oh, it must be those Palestinians. Well, good luck.
All right, so we look at Nostradamus, Century 3, Part 6. It predicts Ion. Would you like to read 3.6 Ion? This is Nostradamus.
Oh no, we can't give no. That's all copywritten. We can't infringe Nostradamus. You can if you want to.
All right. So I will read that in light of what he just said about the temple.
Now he's saying quatrains is what he's speaking about.
Quatrains, yeah, quatrains. Yes. 3.6, third century, number six. I think there's 100 in each century. I think. Okay. Within the closed temple, the lightning will enter. The citizens within their fort injured. Horses, cattle, men, the wave will touch the wall through famine, drought, under the weakest armed. Ion told Carol and I the other night that's Nostradamus predicting Ion. Would you care to elaborate a bit on that, or is this top secret?
It wasn't secret. That's pretty plain to us.
What is the temple that it's referring to?
what do you call the temple, Bob? It's up to Nostradamus left it so you could apply the temple as the original temple, as the temple, your human body, your physical body.
Right.
It could be the temple in which you imbue your power. It could be, you can label that any way you'd like to, because you don't want to spend all your time subjugating and separating folks, you see. Others would say that it's in the wings of a butterfly. Others would say that it's in the legs of a cockroach. Others would say, the deist would say, it's just the evolutionary process that allows DNA strata to compound itself. So you can call it whatever. You can call it a crystal ball. You can be a crystal licker. You can be a Wiccan. You can be a warlock. You can be a Catholic. You can be whatever you want to be, and you can apply it ever how you'd like to. Doesn't change the veracity. You can take it to the old Egyptian and see where they evolved it from, and we're not giving a big evolution speech. We're just saying different points that you're recognizing as radically or non-radically, invasively important of how you come to your place of knowing. And any of those things that bring you into the place of your own power, let's see, we've never said this before. Let's try it one more time. You have a meat sack. And you have a non-physical. Now, that's whether you know it or not, like it or not, or care about it or not. You do. And if you can get those kneaded together like dough into one, not a symbiote host, as one, and do that in such a way that it doesn't offend the labyrinth of your mind, just like yeast in that kneaded dough, it will rise. And when it rises, then you come into your power. And then you'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Wow.
Ever since we did work with Ion, mm-hmm. Ion would every now and then go, the wave is coming, and it became a code word or just a chant, a phatic chant in relation to Ion for us. The wave is coming.
We gonna do the wave.
Right.
We gonna do the wave.
Right, yeah. And then we got an inkling of that with the tsunami party we had a month or two ago. Well, what was interesting, we were just looking at Nostradamus, and I said, well, is Ion mentioned in Nostradamus? So then he said, look up 3.6, which I looked up, and there's the third line, horses, cattle, men, the wave will touch the wall.
And Ion
talked a lot about the wall also. So the wave will touch the wall. Yeah. What?
Here at the wall.
Yeah, so it was striking. I would say Ion could hold that as about Ion, that section, because it does have its key words, the wave will touch the wall. So pretty interesting.
Very
okay,
interesting.
James, you want to move on to another topic?
Yeah, this came in. It's kind of like a statement. I don't know if it's a question or not, but it's based upon some of the stuff we just mentioned. But Union in Hollywood indicated this message here on the board. People can emit measurable microvolts of energy from their eyes. Phenomena is the basis for evil eye. People can shoot energy beams out of their eyes that others can feel. Brainwaves in the area of 1 to 40 hertz, 1 to 10 microvolt range are emitted through the eye and can be measured using a high electrode housed inside electromagnetically insulated goggles, according to psychiatrist and author Colin A. R. You want to elaborate on that, Ion? I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, it just means that you have a huge, vast amount of energy and power within your meat sack. And if you now get that hooked up with your non-physical, and then you better stand back. Because then all of a sudden, somebody will be, and Enron got into trouble with resaling and handling energy. When they realize how much power you got in your eyelashes, in the hair that grows inside your ears and clippings of your fingernails, when you start realizing how much power there is there, you'll start saving them.
Okay. The clipping, let's go back to the power and energy in the nails. Explain that, if you would. I kind of know what you mean, but...
Well, it's just that they are giving reference of a megahertz frequency that's coming from the eye. Well, light doesn't come from the eye. It is an antenna that captures the rods and cones within your eye, capture all light. And then your mind, through the ocular nerve, transposes that into something that you can see or not see. Carolyn looks up in the sky. We say, hey, Carolyn, go look up the window. There's a UFO. And she goes, oh, and she doesn't even question anymore. And grab your Kodak. It's going to be a Kodak moment. And she looks up in the sky, and there ain't nothing. She snaps a picture, and then all of a sudden there's this great big orb on her little Kodak. Well, it's a digital thing. We just say Kodak moment, so everybody will reminisce a little bit. And they look, and they go, wow, my lucky Camry saw something that my eyes couldn't see.
Mm-hmm. Was that when that was taken? Is it captured at that moment, or does the photograph or image show up later? In other words, is it developed at a later time? In other words, they take the picture. She hasn't allowed her mind to see that it's there, or can't see it, or whatever's happening. Then, when the picture is developed, the orb shows up.
Yes, but see, you human creators don't send it off to the drugstore to be developed anymore. Your technology, you snap it and it goes ka-chink, and then you look at your little screen and it's right there. You know, like on your looky phones, when you snap it, it goes ka-chink, and then you look at what you took a picture of. Well, yes, that is in the future, but it's not like a long developing process. It's an instantaneous representation through the pixelation of the ray tube of the device.
Yeah, there's no later, James.
It is later.
No, I'm saying, what's the transition point from her being able to go, you make the call, there's a UFO outside the door, and you don't need the camera anymore, you can just see it. Why do we need to see it? Why is the camera training to allow the labyrinth of mind to see it in the normal way it should be?
You like references. Now, others could go out there and just see it. She's seen them before, but when it shows up this way, it becomes seeing it has nothing to do with it, because now Bob would say, through the different bodies, and McLuhan said, and the Post-Information Society, from all the blah, 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 that can't be until it is. Okay? Well, so therefore, you like empirical reference proof. We love Alex. Now it's like, okay, if it's all going to hell, Ion, when is it going? Well, it's up to you. Well, what do you mean it's up to me? When do you want it? How do you want it? It's up to you. You work it out for you. Well, I want to be happy. Well, okay, how about today? Well, no, not today. No, not right yet. Let me finish with this, and let me take care of that. Then I'll be able to see it. Now, there's rumblings, but not really bad yet. So how bad is it going to get? Well, it's up to you. Well, then I don't think I really want it so bad. But I want enough contrast so I can know. You got a picture of the UFO. Nah, that's not a picture of a UFO. That's just some space gas out of a bog that came out of South Florida and eased across the Gulf of Mexico and climbed into Carolyn's window. Nah, that's not what that was. Then the thing lands in the yard, and they say, hey, Carolyn, there's a UFO landed in your yard. And you go out there, no, that is a June bug. That's not an extraterrestrial walking on the planet. That's a bug. What are you talking about? Well, take a picture of it and have it enlarged. And then there's little men waving outside the eye of the bug. And then they go, nah, that's not that. That's something else. Hey, Carolyn, there's one that's full size, that's big as Maui, sitting on top of Maui now. She does this. She says, yeah, I kind of noticed that. It's kind of a little twinkly. Well, there's VOG. I really can't tell if it's the VOG or if it's the UFO. Hey, Carolyn, it's sending beams down at particular points from Haleakala to Kihei, all the way around from Lahaina. And it's all the way to McKenna Beach, and you'll see the line where it stops at the beach and comes up. Nah, that's just the sun through the clouds, Ion. What are you talking about? Well, look right up there, just about 6 inches above your house. Well, it's cloudy. I can't really tell. What do you mean? Well, Carolyn, they've invited you for dinner. Okay. Well, how do I know I'm going to like, okay, I'm going to take my protein bars in case I don't like what they're having, because they may have bug guts or something. I don't eat, they're not organic. How would I know?
Well, look, all that sounds like Bob. It certainly doesn't sound like me.
It's great to hear Carol doing all this.
So it is Carolyn recognizing
Bob.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, James. James, go ahead.
I was about to say that is Caroline recognizing her gods of inner space instead of outer space?
Well, God, there's only one for her.
Right.
Yeah, me. Bob.
No, that's not what your chart says, Bob. Once you get to 22, it's over for you. For her, it's just getting started at 22. That's when the water's fine. But you're exactly right. But Carolyn, Bob has been so good today.
Yes,
had
yes.
Very few lemons to squeeze, so we
True.
Had to point it a different way, because if we had done that with him, he'd have had to understand every different story and every dynamic.
Yes.
Why the June bug was in your yard, and how could you see it from your yard, from another yard, and want to know, why did it stop at McKenna, and get from McKenna all the way to Lahaina? Is it just on that portion? Carolyn, is this the south side of Maui or the north side of Maui? Well, which side of the mountain is it on? Well, which side does the sun come up on? Well, no. It sometimes comes up on this side. Well, no. Is it all of PA proper, or is it which part is it? Now, you said it was 6 inches from the house. Now, was that from the gable, from the barge rafter, or was that from the highest point?
Ion, let me ask you, Ion, when Bob kept saying that the sun was coming up and shining through the north windows and waking him up, but I would see the sun coming in the east windows. Or
right.
Was he in a different world? What was going on there?
He doesn't know the sun rises in the east.
No, but don't use the label like they were in different positions. Were we seeing it from different worlds?
No, Bob, you didn't know.
Well, I knew where it was, and she was seeing it.
You don't know where the north end of your house is.
I don't know the word.
Point to the north. That north. We had great fun when the wind was blowing, Bob was trying to figure out which way the wind was blowing. Okay, I said, Bob, stand outside of your house and look at the ocean. Okay, so he's looking in a direction. Carolyn verified which direction that was. And he said, and I said, okay, the wind's blowing to the north. And he said, no, it can't be. I'm looking at the ocean. And I said, Bob, which way is the wind hitting you? It's hitting me right in my face. Okay, I said, and Carolyn verified that he was looking south, pretty due south, and the wind was hitting him in his face, and he was asking where the wind was coming from, and we said, well, it's coming from south of you, but it's blowing north, otherwise it would be hitting you in the back of the head, and honest to goodness, we almost had physical and non-physical meltdown. I thought they were going to have to resurrect the mercy seat to have the actual Ark of the Covenant be the archetypal meme that controlled the interaction between physical and non-physical. It just was almost overload, we promise. But the fun of that is Bob didn't know and he didn't care and he still doesn't, so it's all great fun and he's moved on. But
yeah, moved on. There's
been many, many lemons to squeeze since them days.
Yeah, so let's squeeze this lemon. I'm looking and the sun comes over that part of the mountain, and Carol says, no, it comes up that part of the mountain. So we had this theory, oh, we're both in different worlds, and Carol sees it over there. Is there any truth to that?
No, Bob, the sun sort of rises in the east. Even in other worlds, it still rises.
Okay, so then I'm not seeing Carol the way she sees herself.
Correct.
Now you're probably.
He said correct.
You're not seeing Carolyn the way Carolyn sees herself. That's absolutely.
Oh yeah. No, I don't mean that. No, it's undeniable.
What do you mean, Bob?
The normal person, Carolyn, will agree from a normal perspective of being normal that you were pointing to a different part of the mountain, right, Carolyn?
Yeah, but what I figure right this red hot second is you were probably seeing the sun reflected through the mirrors of.
Looking for a reason. Now the sun shall rise. There we go. Law, have mercy.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Any questions?
Okay.
What were we doing? There was something. What were we on to? Why is this even being discussed?
Yes, exactly.
It was about the Ankhs and Egypt and
that's just
application.
No, it was James. James was onto something. Jinx was out
of
fingernails.
That's why I wanted to see what, to, why, when is it going, when is it going to be the time where she doesn't have to use a camera? She can just go out there and she can see it. She allows herself to see it and she doesn't have to take a digital thing.
Right.
But 5 minutes later, and suddenly the orbs are there.
Yes. Well, that's just because it is becoming more normal. And see, Carolyn has been giving great attention of late to all anomalies. Where before, in her very, very super educated place, it always had to be worked out in detail, like compounding. This is that death by modern medicine. She still, that's her empirical training, you see. Now, she's working desperately to get over that, but that's still the gauge that you use to see.
Mm. Okay. So she's unlearning her learning.
Yeah, and once that happens and you start paying attention to the anomalies, more and more and more and more, what happens is you stop depending on Corpus Christi for validation or vilification of these things that are present right before your lying eyes.
Mm-hmm. So is there going to be a point where the labyrinth of her mind, not to pick on her, but this, I know this is happening for other people, where someone's going to say, okay, that's enough. I can't see anymore. I can't handle it. And then they're going to shut off to the position of, like, now they're going to stay in a kind of holding position where they're not going to be paying attention to those other anomalies because it's going to affect their entire being. Like, I can't take it anymore type thing.
Well, you're our host. Let's see how it worked for you in Peru.
Right, exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Okay, so
onward. You scrolled into it. Now what you going to do?
Now we're going to go to Barbara in California on line two. Go ahead, Barbara,
okay,
you're live
Barbara.
On there. Go ahead.
Okay, you were talking about the UFOs that Carolyn and Bob were looking at. So were those aliens, and if they were, where are they from, and what do they want?
Alien meaning not from your time continuum? Is that what you mean? We don't understand aliens.
We don't understand. Were they humans? Or were they different?
Yeah.
They were humans. So are they like future humans looking? Okay, and why were they showing up?
They're trying to remind you that you're coming.
Okay.
Yeah, they are human. They are human, Barbara.
Okay.
It could have been me in the spaceship, Barbara.
Yeah, saying, right. Look at me, 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 look at me. And you go, snap, there he is, there she is, okay.
Yeah, no, one of the first times a year ago, Ion pointed this out, we looked over the Maui Bay, there was a UFO, and Ion said that was Bob and Carolyn in the future looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see. It was just a little dot. I couldn't recognize it.
Of course,
it, but
Mom could see. Of course, because the sun rising in the west was blinding his eyes. You know.
Do they have the same bodies? Do they have the same bodies?
No, dear. See, you're not limited. When you get rid of time, you can have lots of bodies. Time is the only one that eliminates all your other... That's what causes all these questions. So we would say if you eased off the time element, lots of things can be in your possibility. Unlimited. There is not one. There is none. There is no time. There's timing, but there is no time. Because you can go back to your history, to Greenwich, when they started time. Well, if you can go to a place where they started time, what was there before GMT? There was none. So that's a false premise.
But it's what we use as a measurement for our passing days and for scheduling future events.
Oh.
We're still not babies. I don't understand the whole time thing.
Well, that's we don't either. We're with you. We agree. We don't understand it. Yeah, Barbara,
I don't get it either, Barbara.
No, Ion. Ion has agreed that it is the effect of the printing press.
Yes.
It's just from reading, you get this linear notion of space, just from the effect of the book, Barbara. That's where it comes from.
And what's so much fun is they synced up time, and yet what they synced up, nobody engages the same amount of or degree. So there is no universal 12 noon.
Yeah, McLuhan said the Gutenberg galaxy robotized man. And to the degree there is some collective robotization, synchronization, that's what the printing press does. It's a surface effect. It's not really what we individually are experiencing.
Right. And from that point forward, it all turned into danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And there you go. Oh, I'm late. I'm late. I'm late. I'm late. I'm not going to get there. Oh, there's traffic. Oh, I can't get there. Well, honey, they're not going to start without you.
It's funny, Ion, you said what the UFO was saying to Carol and I. It's coming. Well, I'm saying this as I lie on Carolyn. We're intertwined here while doing the show.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
We're like Ion. What is JW's body doing right now while I'm talking?
Strolling out in the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day with a nice breeze and just soaking up the sunshine. It's very wonderful.
He's strolling. So Ion is outside. JW's strolling around the property.
All right. Enjoying the day.
Okay, Barbara, are you still on the line?
Barbara, you got any more, Barbara?
Yeah.
We just have one more. Ion commented about Caroline believing in one God. So could you expand on that? Or is there still this?
Yeah. Carolyn is the only God she knows.
Okay.
You're an individual deity. You are an individual deity. That's why there's no reincarnation. There's only one coronation. You're the King of Kings. It's when they crown you in your process of ascension. Well, then that becomes that you are the chooser. You are the God. It's your choice. And anytime you abdicate that, then you're mad because somebody else didn't do what you wanted when it wasn't their job anyway.
Okay, so, but if we look at, okay, I get that. And if we're the God of our universes, but who, created the game board for us to play on?
You did. You did.
Collectively, or?
No, there is no collectively. It's only you. Now, lots of things are offered in your outer kingdom, but guess what? These people down in Tahiti, they don't know nothing about the volcano in Iceland or the cheese problem in France. So they don't have, that's not a part of their universe. Okay,
got it.
But if you bring it into you, if you bring it into your experience, then you can bring it into your now kingdom, and you can go jump in that volcano, and then it'd be in your now. If you wanted to, you're powerful. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want that. Okay.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Love the show.
So very, very welcome. We love you more than you know.
Thank you, Barbara. Hey, James.
Thanks. Yes.
James, I have a question that's been lingering for 3 months. So I told the person, I found the email and said, I didn't get to this. So let's see where it leads to. This was after, I guess, we announced the Melting Titanium Show, which we call our ESP radio show every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Hawaii time. This person says, Bob, I've been listening to your shows all over the dial from the 1980s up until now. So this time has listened to me for a long time. Long before Ion. I've been having trouble seeing...
good luck with that one.
What did I say, Kelly's laughing?
Long before Ion. Ion has always existed.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Long before I had a public relationship with Ion.
Oh, okay.
All right. So he says, I've been having trouble seeing the Bob-Ion connection, but here's my theory. Now, this may be what he was thinking 3 months ago. He may not have this problem anymore, but this is what he's saying. Bob says Ion has a new technology which amplifies ESP and allows Ion to channel through JW and do other weird things like host an ESP radio show. On the January 20th, 2010, 3-hour show, that'd be cash flow, Bob indicated that Ion can make love to his wife, meaning Ion's wife, or he thinks that's JW, bake a cake, etc., all while Ion is talking channeling. So you see, he's mixing up JW and Ion here.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Well, and guess what else? And Bob and us can sleep with Larry King at the same time, too.
Okay, so my guess, this person says, about what's coming up is a portable device that uses transcranial stimulation of certain brain centers.
Oh, yeah, get your camera, Carolyn. Send in your camera and use that if you want to use it. You don't have to have a camera to see it. This brings it back to full circle. You don't have to have a camera to see it, but if that's what it takes to get you there, great. They call it foreplay. I'll go for it.
Right.
Get you in the mood, then, yeah, no problem. We don't have a problem with that. And if you want to make a little device that does that, great, that's fine. But if you have to have all that validation, it kind of gets to be, what's the point of doing it? Because if it's done, if it's just an app that you pay 99 cents to get, there's not much creation there other than paying the 99 cents.
Okay, so he says, my guess about what's coming up is a portable device that uses transcranial stimulation of brain center of certain brain centers, possibly the amygdala, referred to the researcher Michael Persinger, thereby enabling a uniquely lucid trance state which avails users profound clarity and apparently bona fide ESP via non-physical. Then he says, how close am I to guessing the nature of this new media / ESP technology associated with ION?
Well, that sounds like a rumor mill topic to us.
Yeah, yeah. Ray Allen, Ray Land Allen. But you're saying, well, what he's suggesting or wondering about does not apply at all to the ION phenomenon.
Yeah, you don't need a device. You don't need technology. You are your own God. You are your own technology. Get your physical, non-physical.
All that's done so
together.
Far slowed you down so far.
Right.
Good. And it'll be found in Corpus Christi.
and then he says, finally, I'd like to ask Bob to please tell us all about the D-cell, where to get it. You can't get it. How to make it. Well, you can't make it. What's the real deal, et cetera.
You can't know that.
You can't have it. You can't get there. So just leave it alone. It's over. We'd hope for so much more.
Yes,
but
no.
Then if you win it.
I was just going to go ahead. And then
no, we were going to tell them how to do it. But
oh, okay. Yeah, okay, tell them. No, don't tell.
No, no, Bob says no.
No, I say
computer
this.
Computer says no.
No, I would say that the formula for the D-cell is good for when it was, but we're working on a new formula.
Well, you already have it. What are you working on it for?
Oh, okay. So
we have a new formula.
If you want to tell them, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's not. We're not the creator. They didn't ask us. They asked you, so.
Yeah, like the word D-cell refers to the whole thing that we still use D-cells, but we're the last people to have them because Jodan Sloan, who made them, Jodan Sloan, he passed in 93, and then his widow made them until she got ill, and then so nobody's making them anymore. So we are hoping to improve that situation.
Mm. Well, it sounds like those at Hamlet don't fare so well.
Meaning us, me and Carol.
No, no, the people that died.
Oh.
Let's get a bunch of them and some. Hey, I know. We can sieve it through barium and see what that does. That'd be great fun. That's good.
Okay, James, back to you.
Okay, there's a question that comes in from Earl, which is interesting. Hello, what pass the event of seeing our future selves? Is it seeing each other as ourselves undeniably? That's from Earl.
Mm-hmm. It is. It will be undeniably, because if it's deniable, if you have plausible deniability, then you'll wisp it into parts of your unused, cobweb-laced brain that won't allow it into your reality. But when you run into yourself, and you have, when you run into yourself, it will be undeniable for you. And also for the one you bump into, you. And you can talk, you can have communication, certainly. But there's no limitation. There is no intrepidation. But if you make it as an anomaly, then it becomes anomalous. But if you somehow can find the thrill in your world of applying your meat sack, engaging with your meat sack from non-physical to non-physical, then you can find a path through the labyrinth of your brain that can certainly perfectly find you cosmically aware.
Okay, there's a question from Kay in Texas, TX. Hello, everyone. Can Ion tell me how accurate is the book Star Wars? The essential atlas from the core to the rim of the galaxy.
It's judged on it's judged on warps and the speed of light. That's how it's gauged, and that's a false premise. Now they're talking about how you can bend time, how you can change these all these different anomalies, and that the speed of light isn't set, and they can gauge it correctly. And then the lasers go faster than the speed of light, and on and on and on and on and on. So most of that is a whole lot to digest from the printing press that are false premises that don't bring you into a place of being able to map it. It puts it in a place of why you can't map it using these stimuli and parameters. It would be like writing the Bible using only words found in the book Seed, Dig, Run.
Excellent, excellent. Good answer. So then the person says, I'll read this, James. Also, I found a volcano-like cheese called a, quote, enchanter, even the ashed type, A-S-H-E-D. Is that a type of cheese?
Ashed. It's a smoky degree they add to cheese to give it a smoky, a lot of smoky Goudas use that ash process. It gives it a smoky flavor, like burnt butter.
Right, so he's punning on this whole dilemma for the cheese in Paris. He found a volcano-like cheese called enchanter, even the ash type. Oh, okay, so he's making a pun, right? Everybody agree?
That's not a pun. Hey, Sheila, and our earlier person, too, if y'all are listening, why don't you ask for that and see what you get?
As for the ash type.
No, the enchanted cheese.
Oh, okay. That's two different kinds. Then two more questions. Can you give me a good homeopathic remedy or insight for my daughter who is nausea flu-like?
Sewage. As homeopathic as you get.
Right, you could do that, right? Can only take sewage and then make a homeopathic dilution?
Yes.
Diminution? Second question, where is Amelia Earhart, spelled A-I-R-H-E-A-R-T? Sorry about spelling.
Yeah. Airhead, Amelia Earhart.
She's in Costa Mesa.
And where is that?
In this world?
Yeah, California.
She's in California. She's alive.
Yeah. No, you didn't ask that.
No, that's what he's saying. She's alive in here. So she came back.
She's as eternal as you are.
And so is she physically, does she look like 90 years old or?
Mid to late 50s, I guess, if you call it that.
Does
or
she
you
like
could say,
fly?
Yeah, it looks like Carolyn, and then she'd say 12, you know, whatever.
What'd you say, James?
Does she like to fly?
Sure.
Still?
So you're saying she was pretty ascended. She went through a parallel portal in the famous disappearance and then came back.
Yep.
And became anonymous and lived her life without cameras on her.
Yep.
And she's still alive. So she's like Jack LaLanne, you know, got her body in control, so to speak.
Yeah, except she didn't have to juice for a living.
Very good. So, Amelia, if you ever hear this show, call in. We won't tell anybody.
Right.
You call yourself Airhead. This is Airhead from Costa Mesa.
Yes, and we'll tell you the street address of where to find the cheese.
Right. Exactly. Amelia Earhart, does she know other people such as yourself that have done parallel worlding?
You better know it.
Does she know St. Germain?
Nope.
Why wouldn't they meet?
Because it's a little too much sugar for a dime. She was a bit more liberal than that would be allowed.
A little more liberal? What's that mean?
Well, she just didn't get into it. She got so busy taking care of her business, she didn't get into everybody else's.
You know, we have... James, did you do this? This is the first question. What did he just say about her? She didn't get into other people's business?
Yeah, she's not the liberal conservative faction where...
They can't take the immortal Saint Germain.
Right.
Okay.
They don't engage it because then they got to be a part of it. And they ain't having it. So they just leave Saint Germain happily where Saint Germain is.
But she's on a road for remaining in the physical to be as long as Saint Germain here, right?
Well, Bob, you all are.
Oh, okay. But well, she's doing it here though. So she's posting.
Where are you doing it, Bob?
Right here.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but I'm ascended, you know. There are millions.
Well, so is she?
Millions are listening. Don't aren't ascended. They have no clue what we're talking about.
Really? We're sorry. Shall we tell them again? Okay. We're going to try this. We've never done this
one
before.
One more time.
So here we go. You have a meat sack. You have a meat sack, and you have a non-physical, whether you know it or not or like it or not. And what we're trying to get you in the notion of is kneading bread and making a relationship, a homeopathic tincture that makes your meat sack and your non-physical become as one, not like a symbiote host, as one. And once you get that together and you can let it rise like bread rises, pardon the bacilla and the candida in the yeast, Carolyn, but you got it already anyway, so you might as well let it work. And it rises and it doesn't offend the labyrinth of your mind. Then you become ascended, and then you take your power, and then you stop asking all those questions. You know, you don't think you know,
and you stop listening to us.
Well, you get to, you're so busy having fun, you don't notice.
Okay, so only got 3 minutes. Taze in Michigan said this: the damage caused by Iceland volcano Eyjafjallajökull, it's a long name, could be far more damaging than is being reported. It has happened before, and it could happen again. The last large eruption was in 1695, with consequences lasting 7 years and brought Scotland to its knees.
1821.
Right. So, is there concern? Should we be concerned about something here?
Yeah, we're just hoping that our earlier
client.
And Sheila in Paris, find the cheese before it's hopelessly too late.
In other words, we don't. Are you projecting something here? You're projecting. You're making a concern.
We're not. We're just telling you.
Tell us what?
That it will be. There will be ramifications. There are. Every human creation has ramifications.
Every what?
Human creation
has ramifications.
Right.
So this could be far more damaging. It has happened before. It could happen again. So
he's done it before, and he will do it again.
But while we're waiting for Sheila to get the cheese, we will give no attention to it. Correct?
Isn't that right? Chicken Little had repercussions. The sky fell on him.
That's right.
Mm. But not on everybody. But the sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Splat! Yep. It did.
Okay, well, you know, Ian, we apologize for talking about newsy events and Outer Kingdom World.
Oh, we love you human creators. We love to play with you. It is great non-physical fun, and we hope you to join the party. It's very delicious.
And the party continues in a few minutes at you dial 712-432-1600, 712-432-1600, and then the access code 119-769-POUND, 119-769-POUND. Or email booked, B-O-O-K-E-D, at bigstring.com. Email there to get the international code numbers.
Just like Gordon Solie in the World Wrestling Federation, don't miss it. Be there.
Right. Well done, well done. Okay, so just one last question. Dr. Paul in Costa Mesa says, hey, I'm in Costa Mesa. Where is she? Referring to Amelia Earhart.
I'm happily in her house.
And
Pam says, Saint Germain is mine, Bob. Don't be trying to hook him up with Amelia.
That's right. There you go. That's exactly right. Don't be beating my time. He's mine. That's right.
So you're
right,
girl.
All right.
You're not,
here it is. Here she comes. Shania, for you. All right.
We
thank
did.
You, everybody. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. Go to the tailgate party. If you want a private consultation with Ion, please go to howionic.com. Or if you want to talk to Carolyn Dean, please go to drcarolyndean.com. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. It makes you want to sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things. You can't. Of money and things.
Ching.
PowerHits.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cook?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except... Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office, ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's somehow closer now.